The Inflation Reduction Act has represented the biggest boost to climate action in the United States. It earmarked $369 billion to drive down carbon emissions and tackle climate change. That tide will likely turn when Donald Trump is inaugurated, as the Republican president-elect has nominated an outspoken climate change skeptic as energy secretary. In the meantime, people around the country, including here in Wisconsin, are putting Inflation Reduction Act dollars to work right now. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz has the story.
I met Harrison Phillips and his team in Wauwatosa recently. They were finishing work on a compact single-story house on West Wright Street. They're using Inflation Reduction Act dollars to make this home energy efficient.
Five on every Inflation Reduction Act job. Working in the basement, that's working up in the attic as well. So we have a team of two up there, team two downstairs, and then a floater around who's talking with the homeowner, kind of walking them through.
The team sealed leaks, insulated the attic, and installed rigid insulation board to the basement walls. Phillips says every project is unique.
Kind of like today's project, the roof was kind of leaking, so we had to figure out that. We had a roofer come out and kind of check it out, but we jumped up there, sealed it up for them, and took care of it.
Phillips works for Milwaukee-based Green Homeowners United. It's among the accredited contractors doing this kind of work with homeowners who qualify for Inflation Reduction Act rebates. Kevin Kane is the company's co-founder. He sees his role as something between contractor and advocate.
We have been advocating for making sure this program works for people in the 2 years since it's passed. You know, right after the law passed, I read the thing upside and downside as far as what impact it had on homes. And we've played the role of advocate for consumers, advisor to public policy experts, working with workforce agencies to try to figure out what is to be expected as this really rolls out.
$75 million has been allocated to the state to serve Wisconsin residents. Kane wants projects all over the state to use up those federal funds as quickly as possible.
Because that just shows there's so much good that can be done.
Kane points to the work his company is completing in this small home in Wauwatosa.
This gentleman, kind of a lower income individual, beautiful home, and the chance to save a lot of energy.
That came with a $7,000 price tag.
We were able to utilize different rebate programs, the new Inflation Reduction Act rebates.
They covered about 70% of the cost. Wisconsin's Focus on Energy program covered the rest. The homeowner paid just $1 based on his income. Kane says his team has worked to make the process as streamlined as possible. Right now, Green Homeowners United has 10 projects in the works and 50 more in the queue.
We have giant wall-mounted charts of the names and where they are, and we're just working with them every day. Did you get this form, that form? Did you sign this? And we're slowly but surely guiding them through this process.
Kane wishes Wisconsin's Inflation Reduction Act program had rolled out more quickly and efficiently. It's administered by the state's Public Service Commission.
At this stage, the thing we're waiting the most on is this more approvals and just a speedier process. For example, I cannot help a duplex today. It's just that system hasn't been finalized. At this moment, I can only help a single-family home that has lived there for 12 months or more.
Kane isn't sure what to expect when Donald Trump takes office. Will he continue or try to abolish the Inflation Reduction Act altogether? Kane says the opportunity for homeowners to plug into energy efficiencies hangs in the balance.
The other program is the HEAR, H-E-A-R, rebate for heat pumps and electrification. Okay. That is another $74 million that is not yet hitting the ground. The part that we don't know, Wisconsin did not get all that money at the same time. And so we are waiting to hear how much of it is coming to the state and how much of it is still yet to arrive.
Kane remains optimistic. During his first term in office, Trump wasn't able to dismantle the Affordable Care Act.
They couldn't just unilaterally stop it. Instead, they ended up making changes to it that made it maybe easier or harder, depending on who you are, to use. We expect that may be similar if they're so inclined to want to change it.
Kane intends to focus on what he can help get done, especially in neighborhoods where housing stock is old.
They also tend to be the homes that have the most to gain, because they've deferred so much of this because of lack of ability. And now we can say, hey, do you need a new heating system? Do you need new insulation?
Kane's team recently worked with the owner of an old three-story home on Milwaukee's north side. Her monthly energy bills dropped by more than 60%. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.